This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So we are live today, actually, at Citizens Bank Park. I did not want to bring up who the Phillies are playing tonight because I didn't know, but I just researched it, and it's the Mets. So it's a good thing I didn't bring that up with Governor Chris Christie, who's an avid Met fan, and I just want to hear the comments, but that won't come up Thursday night. But we are here. It's the NovaCare broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. What a beautiful day. And obviously, baseball is what the conversation is with the big announcement. What? No, I mean, I'm the big announcement today with the people that were down there. Like, Dawn was there today for the big hoopla.
Yeah, it was great. It was exciting.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize. The press releases kind of emphasize all the politicians.
Yeah.
So I just did not. And they just said, and some Phillies past and present. But they didn't really, you know, put that out there, who was going to be there. So
there were some big names there today.
Yeah, so was it from back in the day, from 93 and from, you know, just going back. So it was pretty cool. The fans who were there, it was not a huge crowd. So I'll say under 200 people.
Hmm.
And they blocked off Market Street. I just think people didn't realize. They thought it was a bunch of politicians. Nothing against politicians, but I'm just saying.
No,
you know?
I don't want to see politicians. Who the hell wants to do that?
And they play this really cool video that they made that kind of everybody got a little verklempt, you know, taking you back. So it was well done and beautifully orchestrated. It's just if people had known what it was going to be, believe me, everybody would have been there and pulled their kids out of school.
So it's the All-Star Game, and it'll be 2026, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
So which is the 250th anniversary.
25th anniversary of the founding of America. 25th. Man, bad with history.
And of course, in
1993.
It was
July 5th.
No, we had the All-Star Game in 76 to celebrate the bicentennial.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So this is a thing we do every 50 years.
So every, you know.
It's the only time Philly gets any love.
I like it. But yeah, it's got to be something involving a six at the end of it.
Why do
it's
we
good.
Have to go there? Oh, yeah.
Well, right. Dawn, thank you for going. I appreciate you being there today. It was very good to have you there live.
No, it was cool. It was cool. It was a great crowd. A lot of law enforcement. You know, they had all the security, of course. And mm-hmm. So thank you to all the SWAT teams and
SWAT teams.
Oh yeah, they had everybody
the
there.
Hell,
they have to because they have so many dignitaries.
Yeah,
and
dignitaries.
All of our. But the truth is, all the police officers. You know, a lot of these folks. You know, go back to Veterans Stadium and Shibe and this and that and the other. So it was exciting for the police too. They loved it. So
well,
a lot of
you
the
know,
officers.
Of course, it's a good opportunity for them too. So, SWAT teams, huh? Man,
they have to have everybody. The TAC teams, I can't even.
Bomb squads.
Yeah,
and,
they got to have
metal
everybody
detectors?
There. There were not, and that's probably why they. Because how are they going to have metal detectors for?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, so they have to have all the big vans with all the high tech. You know. So it was so for the kids, for the boys especially, my boys, they were as fascinated with who was up on stage, but then also all the cool, you know, law enforcement technology.
Well, you should have brought the boys to the event. That's what you should have done, and then they could have come to the Phillies game after.
I know.
Instead, you let them go to school, which is lame. So you could have given them a real life class, Dawn, but instead,
worst mom ever.
Now, you know. The woman yesterday from New Jersey, she pled guilty, Kate McClure.
Yes.
Okay. So the hottie and the homeless man and the Goomba. So this is how this breaks down. So Kate McClure is the hottie, the homeless vet, and then there's also her like, you know, yeah, how you doing, boyfriend.
Mark D'Amico.
We'll just call him like, you know,
the
like
ex.
The ex. He's like, he should be on Jersey Shore, this guy. So the three of them scammed $400,000 in donations. She pled guilty yesterday. She blamed it all on him, on the ex, on, you know, Joey Fotzenkweets over there, whatever his name is. And she said it was all him. And then, you know, the homeless veteran, you know, he's sentenced to drug rehabilitation. And so he's got to do that.
Right. Probation. No jail time for Johnny Bobbitt.
Right. The state of New Jersey is recommending 4 years in prison for Kate McClure.
Yes.
Okay. And she also is facing federal charges as well. So she could be away for a long time. All right. That's what she's facing right now. So she got all dudded up and she went to court yesterday in Burlington County and she pled guilty and, you know, she threw herself at the mercy of the court. A couple things I want to share with you. First of all, on September 6th of 2018 is when I first called BS on this story.
Yes.
All right. And I asked Greg to go to the audio archives and pull up the audio archives of me calling BS on this story. So remember, at the time, everybody was – it was feel good. It was national, international. They were on NPR. It was around the world. It was a feel-good moment. She said she ran out of gas. Here comes this homeless guy, gives her his last 20, walks to get the gas while she stays safe in her car. And then now they're raising all this money, and people are they're so kind, and there's hope for humanity. And I said BS. We're not that good of a people. No, I said they're not. I knew it. Something stunk about this story to high heaven. So take a listen. I'm not sure you're buying my theory, though, Dawn, that the couple and the homeless guy could be in on it together.
I don't know. Because then they all could get in big trouble.
So what happened here is that the woman's driving by, or she runs out of gas, right?
Yeah.
The homeless guy gives her his last $20 to her. As opposed to using it to buy drugs or candy. And then she winds up, they take a picture, it goes viral,
yes.
She's attractive, and she's a Marine, he's a Marine, or some nonsense like that. They go do a GoFundMe, they raise $400,000, and then they start fighting over the money. And this is what happens to a lot of times when people that go into crime together, they can't agree on what to do with their share. So this is how they wind up blowing it and getting caught.
Yep.
I'm just telling you that if they had spent the money and he was mad about that or something, you're not sending the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office to go to that house with search warrants. That's a civil matter, possibly criminal, but that's certainly not rising to the level of search warrants. What rises to the level of search warrants is if they have reason to believe, in my opinion, if they have reason to believe that this was just a giant stunt. But when they raided the house today and I saw the pictures of all the cops that are at that house, it occurred to me, this isn't a battle over who spent what. This is a battle of how they wound up stealing from everybody who donated to their GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
Mark my
Very
words,
interesting.
Right?
And
now, you notice how Dawn came to the defense of humanity. Because Dawn sees the good in everybody, which is good. And I never want you to change, Dawn, because we need that, all right? Your light is the counter to my cynicism. And the fact that I see the dark and you see the light, it's the yin and the yang. So never change. But also, don't walk around the city at night, because I think you're just a sitting duck. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of,
I think
this is why you need security.
Yes. I think that's what you wrote in my high school yearbook, actually. Never
exactly
change,
right.
And don't walk around. No.
You're the light to my cynicism.
You're the light to my cynicism. You are the light to my darkness. And you know, that was BS then. But as this young girl has pled guilty now, and the state is trying to says she should do 4 years in prison, a couple of other things about their story. Now, she and the Goomba went on Megyn Kelly on August 27th, and this is really where the story starts falling apart. They go on Megyn Kelly's Today Show, August 27th of 2018. And now, listen, Megyn asks them if they spent any of the $400,000, all right? Cut one.
And you know he's claiming, we represented in the piece your defense too. He says,
yes.
Oh, they took these vacations and they bought this car. Have you spent, I know you admit that one time you were with him and you used $500 from his account at a casino.
Yes.
You say that was with his consent
and
that you paid him back.
Yep.
But other than that $500, have you spent $1 of that $400,000 on yourselves?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You're representing that right here and right now. There's never going to be any proof that you did.
No.
And so how much is left in the account now?
That's what we're in the process of finding out, because we have, like we said, it was in our account. So we
have. Yeah, but you must know how much
he spent. He has well over $150,000 left.
$150,000 left?
Yes, well over that.
But so $250,000 has been spent?
Well, it was actually like $350 after the fees and everything from GoFundMe. But yes, he spent a lot of money. He went through a lot of money.
All on the trailer? On what?
The trailer.
Just not all on. This wasn't all on drugs. It was, he started with nothing. And he, I mean, legal fees that were passed through, court costs, you know, get the trailer, sending his parents money, giving his, now also his brother came into the picture and was also living on our property, who was also an addict.
Who deals with
So are you totally happy to have a forensic accountant come in and look at all the accounts and figure it all out?
That's what we're in the process of doing.
You're, and you're fine with that?
Right. Yeah, at this point, we and have to.
Yeah. Then she starts crying, all right? And then Megyn Kelly starts to lecture the audience, all right?
To the people who read that Inquirer account and said these two, they committed a fraud. I know you've been getting death threats now. You tried to do a good thing. Oh, Kate.
I'm sorry.
What do you want
people
to know?
It's my family, and I don't know. It's so hard to deal with because these people are getting one side of the story and receiving death threats and, you know, threats to burn my house down and threats against my family and everything like that is so hard to deal with when we know that we did a good thing. And I still believe that we did a good thing, and I would do it all over again. I would do it all over again for him.
They have said they'll have a forensic accounting. They have said they're fine with the trustee. They have said they'll open up the books. What more can they do? I would urge anybody to withhold judgment until that's been made public, and anybody making death threats against this couple that clearly tried to help this
nobody made death threats.
Needs to have their head examined.
Megyn, let me jump in here, Megyn. Nobody made death threats. That's BS. And nobody, I'm telling you right now, not a single person made a death threat. Number two, judgment for another 5 days, and then I unleashed. So.
But I would remind you that it's not. Now, I don't know if, you know, if Megyn says she's a journalist. It's not an anchor person's job or a journalist's job to make the judgments. And we see that too often, right? Especially on CNN, for example.
Right.
So it's not Megyn's job, really. She asks the questions, but it's the police's job, really, to then investigate.
Which they did. And charge them with federal and state crimes.
But what's weird is Mark D'Amico, the boyfriend, was never charged with a federal wiretapping. I don't know why, but he was the only one not charged with federal charges. I don't know if they're yet to charge him.
So yeah, this guy's got problems. He's got problems, but they haven't charged him yet, and the sentencing hasn't happened yet either. So. I'll play more audio throughout the afternoon because there's also she's alleging that he beat her up. And I don't know if he did or not, if they're in on it together, this whole thing, and they're really going to reunite someday as lovers on a beach. Who knows? But I do know this. This is exactly what, you know, justice is served eventually when people try to scam you. I know that.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.